Good afternoon, and thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Vicky, this is Charlene Wilhelm. I had talked to someone back around the end of March about a charge that was on my credit card.
Yes, ma'am.
They gave me a cancellation number, but it hasn't been credited to my account. She said it would take 3 to 5 days. I mean, this was like March 27th that
okay.
I talked to her.
I'd be more than happy to look that up for you. May I have your zip
Thanks.
Code, ma'am, so I can pull up your account, please?
46307.
Thank you. And what was your first and last name? One more time, please.
Charlene, Sharlene, Wilhelm, Wilhelm.
And as it was 46307, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't see an account for you just yet, Miss Charlene. Can we try a phone number instead of that zip code?
Let's try 219-789-8920.
No, let's try.
What if I gave you the cancellation number?
That would probably help.
Okay,
let's do that
one. C 9204.
Okay, hang on just a moment. Hang on. You can stop right there. I think
okay.
I see what the problem is. Hang on just a sec for me. No? Well, I'm going to try it anyway. Hang on just a minute. Let me pull up another screen. When it's alphanumeric, there's another way we have to look for it. But it didn't come up indicating that. So wait a minute. Give me just a minute. No, that's not going to help. Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Let me have
C,
it.
C-9204-55846.
It's a long number. There you are. Thank you so much, Miss Charlene. You're on the ball. Okay, and can you verify now for me? Give me your shipping address in its entirety, please, ma'am.
10745 Keystone Lane, Crown Point, Indiana, 46307.
Thank you very much. And I do see your account. Mm-hmm. Let me look over the notes. Okay, ma'am. According to this, it says on form one, customer called in because of charges.
No. This was in March.
I understand that, ma'am. In March, your account was simply canceled. It wasn't refunded. That was on March 27th. You called in and they canceled
right.
it on March 20th.
She was supposed to refund the money of $55.
Okay.
I mean, they charged me $59.89. But she said she could only refund me $55.
Because there's a $5 non-refundable fee. As I was stating,
okay.
ma'am, there are two notes on your account. The original note mm-hmm. is on 327 that says customer called in. They just canceled your account. You called back in on the 1st of April, and that's when you were refunded. It takes three to five business days before you'll see that money on your account. It wasn't refunded until the 1st. Which, if I'm not mistaken, was on a Friday. So Saturday and Sunday did not count. So you started counting this Monday. So the first day was on the 4th, which was Monday. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Give it until tomorrow, and you should see your refund. If you don't, give us a call back, ma'am.
Okay. How much was the refund?
They refunded $55.
Okay. So they did do it on April 1st.
Yes, ma'am, but you were canceled, but see, that's the difference. The being canceled and being refunded are two totally different things. Just because the account was canceled doesn't mean that the amount was canceled.
Well, according to her, when I talked to her, she said I would see the refund or the credit in 3 to 5 days. At
that was the
time,
second person. Because the first person didn't refund
you. No, the first person told me that too.
Oh, okay, well, I don't know why she told you that because she didn't do that. She just canceled it out.
Maybe she did something wrong. I don't know. So,
at any rate, you'll have your money back hopefully by tomorrow, ma'am. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
No.
And if for whatever reason you don't, give us a call back. Matter of fact, you should have gotten a refund confirmation email, ma'am. Is your email address Shar, sharwilh@comcat.net? Maybe that's what the girl told you that you received. No, that was a while back. You should have got that cancellation confirmation back when the first person did on the 27th. But when the girl or whomever you spoke to refunded you on the first, you should have gotten a refund confirmation email to your email address within 24 to 48 hours. So okay, check on that. Check your email. And it was sent back, ma'am, to your Visa card ending 6677.
Right. Okay. All right. And it was for $55.
Yes,
right?
Ma'am. Certainly was. Okay. 55 even.
Very good. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, ma'am. And again, Ms. Shar, if you have any problems, give us a call back on tomorrow, okay? Because that will be the fifth business day.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Ms. Wilm. Have a good evening. Stay safe, and thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.